For some reason, before I received Jesus into my heart in a real and dynamic way, and the grace of God came into my life, I just didn't want to receive wisdom. I don't know what it was about me. I think it's called by theologians the sinful nature. All I know was that somehow I was messed up and I did not want to receive the truth. But when I humbled myself before God and I received His grace and received the Spirit of Jesus into my heart, then the wisdom of the Bible was like food for me. It was like the sweetest thing that ever entered into me, and I couldn't get enough of reading the Bible, and it became more than that dusty old book that was on the coffee table. Listen to what it says in Proverbs chapter 2, verse 10. When wisdom enters into your heart, and knowledge is pleasant unto your soul, discretion shall preserve you, understanding shall keep you, to deliver you from the way of the evil man, from the man that speaks perverted things, who leave the paths of uprightness to walk in the ways of darkness, who rejoice to do evil and delight in the perverseness of the wicked, those whose ways are crooked, and they pervert things in their paths. And they are perverted in their path, to deliver you from the strange woman, even from the stranger which flatters with her words, which forsakes the guide of her youth and forgets the covenant of her God. For her house inclines unto death, and her paths unto the dead. None that go into her return again, neither take they hold of the paths of life, that you may walk in the way of good men and keep the paths of the righteous. For the upright shall dwell in the land, and the perfect shall remain in it, but the wicked shall be cut off in the earth, and the transgressor shall be rooted out of it. You see, when God enters into our life and His Spirit, and the Spirit of Jesus enters into our life, which we call the Holy Spirit, then your whole outlook changes. Your attitude becomes completely different. And the wisdom of God is sweet to you, and the wisdom of this world becomes anathema and a cursed way of living. Be blessed and follow the wisdom of God. Let's pray. Oh, Father, I thank you for your wisdom and for your mercy and for your Spirit that just pervades every part of my life. It reproves me. It tells me when I'm wrong, and it affirms me, and it gives me the right way to live and keeps me away from the wrong way to live. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.